going on into, I think, the 30th year, 29, 30 years. I'm really happy to have Amanda Prouty. I love Amanda and Justin. They're just wonderful people, entrepreneurs, do-gooders, people who help people. I like that, and people who care. And they started with the first location you had is Minute Medical Urgent Care in Lahaina. And then you expanded to Kahului. Was that 2 years ago?
It's 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. And you just don't want to stop because now you're going to be doing one more. And you know what? It's really needed in Kihei. So in Kihei, you're opening on June 7th.
Yes. We're very excited.
It's 1325?
1325 South Kihei Road, right across the street from the Times Supermarket.
It's a good location.
It is. We're very excited.
Yeah, because you know what? All this time I've been saying 1325 and... It wasn't, you know how we do directions here
right.
in Maui. It wasn't until you sit across the street from Times Supermarket that I realized really where you are. Now I got you. Yeah.
Right. Kihei Plaza, I believe it's called.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's a good place. And you brought with you your beautiful daughter. Peyton is here with you today. Aloha, Peyton.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. You got dressed up for the radio.
Yes.
So, yeah, good. It's a pretty dress. We've been talking story about, and we'll talk to Peyton a little later. She's got a great story. She's been working with Kids Who Care, which is a great idea. I know that you, Amanda, have been very involved with Women Who Care.
Yes.
And Chelsea and you and all have done amazing work. We're going to be talking about the amount of money you've raised and the people you've helped up towards the latter part of this half hour, but we want to talk a little bit about Minute Medical Urgent Care. I was just telling Amanda before I started, I don't usually have any major issues, and I was doing a yoga class Saturday that really had a few too many twists and turns and things that were not comfortable, and I really hurt my back. I was in, like, major pain, and I don't, you know, I'm pretty good about pain, but this was like 9.5 on a scale to 10. Literally, I was meditating in the morning, Amanda. And then I realized I couldn't stand up, and I was sitting there going, how am I going to stand? I can't stand up. I'm stuck down here. I'm going to be meditating for the rest of my life in this one position. But I did land up going to Kaiser. But, you know, then they said, well, we're all full. They can't even take you. Sometimes they'll take you when you walk in. But no, nothing till like 2:30, and then there was an hour wait then, and then there was more wait after that. And you told me, and I know about what you do, and I know how convenient your locations are here. Take me about 15 minutes to get over to your Kahului office right there, the Office Max Center right there.
Right.
And I didn't even realize that I could have, with my Kaiser card and my Kaiser insurance, I could have gone and seen you after they said they couldn't take me.
That's right. We are one of the only urgent cares on Maui who is contracted with Kaiser. So you don't have to be the Kaiser added choice. You can actually just your regular Kaiser card. We even take Kaiser Quest. Can come into the clinic if you have an urgent or acute issue. And your back would have been a perfect example. If they can't take you, a lot of times they will actually refer you over if they're very busy to the clinic. We can take you. We do have on-site x-ray. So I know you were going through a lot of what happened with you at Kaiser. And we would have been able to see you for the exact same thing at the clinic.
And not have to wait in a room with 300 people. Everyone's sick and coughing and sneezing and kids screaming. And Not a real comfortable situation necessarily. So, yeah. I mean, now I know.
Right?
And I should have known because I know you do urgent care. And I know you take not only Kaiser, but you take almost every single insurance. HMSA you take
A lot of the Hawaii insurances. We take Kaiser. We take HMSA, HMA, HMAA, UHA. We take Medicare and TRICARE as well. So, you know, we cover the bases. Some of the mainland insurance that's not common, but we do take Blue Cross Blue Shield as well.
That's fantastic. And that's because there is... It's really sad, but there's an overload of cases out there.
Right.
And the hospitals are just, and the hospitals and the doctors and everyone are overwhelmed. They are literally trying to do too much. And after I waited an hour, I assumed I was going to see a doctor. And it wasn't even a doctor that saw me. It was a nurse assistant that landed up seeing me. And I probably was rude, but after waiting an hour, and then I finally get in and she says, well, we don't have any doctors today, but I'm a nurse assistant. Can I help you?
Gotcha.
What?
Well, we do have. I will say that some of our best providers on island are physician assistants and nurse practitioners. So they are very good too.
That is true.
I would agree. But yes, there is a lack on Island for sure. And especially with the emergency room being so busy, we want to take a little bit of that away from them. Mm-hmm. More of the non-life-threatening issues. So if, you know, your child falls off their bike and breaks their arm, you can come into the clinic for an x-ray. We can cast. Actually, one of our new providers that's starting introduced a waterproof casting material to us, which is excellent for the Island. Yes.
Wow. So they could even get in the water with that cast?
So actually, very ironic, right after she talked to us about this, my son was wrestling with his friends and got a buckle fracture on his wrist. And he needed to be put in a cast. And our physician assistant actually casted that for him with this new waterproof material. And he was out in the ocean the next day.
That's amazing.
It was great. I mean, even if you don't have an active kid, which most all kids here on Maui are swimming in a pool or in the ocean or something, just being able to take a bath.
Yeah.
With this material is
a
great.
A shower, absolutely,
you know,
true,
Even personally, I would want this waterproof casting so I wouldn't have, you know, have to put the old bag over
your
arm.
Oh, yeah, people do the whole thing, put your arm outside. Right.
Right. So we're going to be offering that, too, at the clinic as well with casting.
That's wonderful. Well, we're very excited, and I was so thrilled when I was talking to Justin, your husband. And I have to say, folks, you know, I'm not really one of those people that care that much about looks, but you two, your couple, you're the most beautiful couple. I have to say you deserve an award for beauty. I mean, it's just like, you know, you are both so gorgeous. And so
Thank you.
No, you are. You are. And you're really good people, too. But, you know, I was talking with Justin about, you know, how excited we are about the opening of your new location, because it is a wonderful service that people can have and go to. And you also do wonderful things like fillers and things for people who want that and don't want to have to go to the typical place. So
the cosmetic piece of it.
Absolutely. But we're giving away a trip to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And it's for two people from Honolulu to Las Vegas. Airfare, of course, 4 or 5 nights depending on the hotel you stay at. It includes your food and your transfers. And there's a couple ways people can sign up for this. They can go to your site, and it's minitemed.com. But I want to remind people, because they're not seeing it, it's MINIT, not MINIT. You know,
right.
spelled wrong, but MINITMED.com, minitemed.com. Right. Or, folks, you can call right now to get registered for this trip to Las Vegas if you call 244-9533. 244-9533. Gary out there in the front office will take your call, 244-9533, to register a trip to Las Vegas. The phones are going, so thank you. We'll give you another chance a little later as well to get registered, because it's really exciting. And I, you know what, I really love supporting local entrepreneurs and owners, business owners like you, and I know how hard it is. And truthfully, a lot of people get so overwhelmed that it's hard to keep growing because, you know, it takes so much just to keep a business going. So I get really thrilled when I see people like you and Justin who really are doing it, not only doing it, but thriving and growing and then building a new place up. And I'm sure you're learning with each thing. What do people come in and say they like about you?
That's a great question. I think the biggest thing that they like is that we're quick, for one, but we are also efficient, and you know, our providers are wonderful, and we get so many reviews on the staff and the providers at how great they are to them and how much care they take to them. One of the things that Justin and I really stress within the clinic is being happy, you know, smiling. It's you're treating people that are coming in that are sick or they're hurt, and you want to be happy, you know.
Wow.
I think it helps with your care in general.
Uh-huh.
So we really stress that with our employees, is to, you know, have a smile on your face and really help the patient. One thing that I noticed when I came to this island is just because of the lack of providers that we have on island, sometimes it can be hard to have your care seen through from the beginning to the end of a problem. You know, there's a lot of times, especially with work comp or work compensation, when you get injured on the job, you know, you'll go to the emergency room maybe if it's more life-threatening, or you'll come straight to us, where the emergency room will refer you to us after they're seen for the first time. And you have to go through the whole process. So you have to work the system. You have to get a claim number. You have to find the insurance company through your job. And then we help with that. So we'll help get the claim number. We'll help. We'll do all the medical piece of it. And then you'll have to might see a specialist. So we'll make sure you get that referral. You get those testings done. You get the physical therapy that you need. And we really help see those patients through from beginning to end of their care for the work comp side, along with any of the urgent care issues in general. Sometimes you do have to see a specialist, and we really want to follow up with that specialist or the physical therapy and make sure you're getting the care you need from mm-hmm. beginning to end.
But the reality is, it's so nice to have options.
It is.
Because sometimes I feel like that we're victims of the system, and it's so sad that here on the islands we don't have enough doctors to go around.
It is.
And there's more and more people coming.
Right.
We see growth happening all the time. There's more cars, there's more homes, and yet there's not the services.
Right.
And the sad part is that also affects the doctors.
It does.
And
it
so
does.
When the doctors come and they see that they have to pay $4 a gallon for gas, and there's the food, and then they're overwhelmed because they can't even take a breath between all the people waiting to see them.
Right.
They end up getting overwhelmed by the whole thing, and a lot of doctors don't stay.
I know. That's one problem that it's definitely on the island. We've been lucky with our providers. All of our providers, since we've started, we've really been able to hold on and keep. Dr. Dean's been with us since the very beginning. He was, when we purchased Minute Medical back 3 years ago now, he had already been there, and he's still there. And then we've hired a few more that have been with us, too, since then. With the new Kihei location, Dr. Onishi, who has been on island practicing for many of years, she's joining our group. So we're very excited to have her be a part of our group over in the Kihei location.
Do you think that people stay with you because it isn't that same high pressure, intensive feeling that you might get at a regular clinic?
You know, I don't know why exactly. I mean, we really try to take care of our employees, and we try to have a team. You know, one of the things that I feel is very important is, you know, the doctors and the nurses and the medical assistants, everyone's treated exactly the same. Mm-hmm. There's no priority of who, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's, and that goes along with the doctors and the staff. They all respect each other very well.
I saw such a breakdown of that when I had a friend in the hospital. It was like the doctors were treated like they were like the most important people in the world, and the nurses were treated like they were nothing. I could see it in the system, just the way the attitude was, right? And I think it's great that does make a difference if you treat everyone well.
Right. I mean, treat people like you want to be treated.
Right.
It's just kind of our mindset. So.
And you know, there's a huge shortage of dermatologists here. I just went through this whole thing with skin cancer, and I really wished I'd thought about you because I've had basal, and I've had the other one. I've had two or three. Anyway, it's been a drag, and the last one was a really bad one because it's right in the center of my nose.
Right.
And it was like, unfortunately here, Kaiser doesn't have a Mohs clinic.
Right. That's lacking on island in general.
It is.
And unfortunately, the dermatologists that we do have on island, though, are great. They really are.
But not enough.
But there's just not enough.
Not enough to go around.
Right. And sometimes, you know, you have to go to Oahu, unfortunately. But luckily, we do deal with that a lot, having to send people off island and deal with insurance companies. We'll reimburse for travel if you can't find a insurance here. Yes.
Wow.
Kaiser's actually really good about reimbursing for travel.
They do. They have, I mean, I try to imagine what kind of plan they have with Hawaiian Airlines. When they were, I don't know how they can just call up and book a flight the next day, which they do sometimes.
They do. Kaiser, you know, I really do appreciate Kaiser. I think that they're doing a great job on island as well on building up the providers here on island.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's wonderful that you have this ability to work unified with all of them, and I guess they realize there's a place for people like you.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That helps them out to have someone they can refer people
to. It does, especially when we get busy in the high tourist season. They really do send us a lot of people from the mainland, or you know, the visitors that are coming in. So we see those patients.
Do you see about 50-50? I mean,
we do see about 50-50. Our Kahului location definitely are seeing more residents. Because of just where it is, you know. But
But Lahaina.
We see more visitors. We see a little bit more visitors.
Because
there's
a huge need up there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, they've been talking hospitals for how long, right?
I know.
How many years? 15?
I know. It doesn't seem to be going very quickly. But it is definitely, there is a need for a hospital in Lahaina.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. I mean, especially when you think of the traffic and you never know how long it's going to take to get into Kahului, right?
Right.
I mean, that's like, whoa. Yeah, and you think about what people do, and that's really a godsend there. But the same for Kihei. I mean, you think of how many people are in Kihei, right?
Right, yes. So, but you can come to us. So any non-life-threatening emergency, urgent issue, you can come to the clinic. And I think that's the piece that people don't realize is that if you have an ear infection, or you have the flu, or if you have, you break an arm, or there's a UTI, any of these things.
I imagine you have a lot of people that play or going out in the ocean and bang themselves up or have accidents out
there. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's when you want to come to us and stay away from the emergency room. You don't have to, it's much more cost. And honestly, the emergency room physicians, they would rather you come to us in those situations as well. Right. Those non-life-threatening emergencies. And then it leaves the emergency open for the serious car accidents, the more life, the heart attacks, the life-threatening.
So emergencies. What about hours? What are the hours at Minute Med?
Our hours are at Kihei and Kahului are 8 to 7, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, we're open at both locations, 8 to 6, or all three locations on Saturdays, 8 to 6 and 8 to 4 on Sunday. So we're open 7 days a week. And then Lahaina's Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
That's good. That's going to be nice. So good to know.
Yeah.
Peyton's getting bored. Peyton, are you bored over there? She's getting, we're going to have to talk to Peyton a little bit. Peyton, are you bored?
Yes.
Okay. She's honest, too. We're going to come to you in just 5 minutes. You can count the time. Do you have a watch on?
Nope.
Oh, okay. You can look it over there. You can watch there.
She's had to go to the clinic, too, herself.
What happened?
One time my fingernail got ripped off at my birthday party.
Oh, no, on your birthday party. How old are you now?
I'm 9.
And what happened? Were you doing something, playing outside or something? What happened?
My friends and I, we were on skateboards on our butts.
Oh, boy.
And we were, moving ourselves with our hands.
What could go wrong?
And we were racing. And then,
ripped the fingernail right off.
And then the kids who I was racing against accidentally ran over my finger.
Oh, my gosh. That's the most awful way to celebrate a birthday.
Well, luckily it was right at the end of my party,
though. Oh, then that's okay.
Right.
So you landed up in the emergency at Minute Medical. Did you go to the Kahului one?
No.
The Kahului one wasn't opened yet.
Oh, so it was in Lahaina. So
we drove from Haiku to Lahaina.
Oh, God, that's an ouchie, I'll tell you. You know what I've done with mine? And I've done my hand in the door of a car a few times. That really hurts. Yeah,
that hurts too.
Yeah. One time, I know you're into horses. One time there was a horse I was watching up in, when I was in Haiku, and this horse was like, I was watching it for someone, and I tell you, he had attitude. And so I'd had him tied to the post, and I got on his back, and I still had the bridle on. I was going to let go of the post. And I was letting go of the post. I reached over to get the lead rope off, and he pulled back, and my finger was between the post and him, and look at this. They never healed it right.
Goodness,
my finger,
it's crooked.
This is crooked because it broke really bad, and it never healed right. And this is the finger you use to text and to type. And my words always come out one over. I'm literally, this finger hits one over from where I'm directing it, the way is on this. and so it's like, that was not, and it partly was the problem, is that I never had it put together right. It was never had the
right.
Yeah, so things like that happen, and
they
do. And
accidents
again, this
happen.
Would be one where you could have helped me.
We definitely could have helped you. That just happened to my sister, as a matter of fact. She broke both fingers with a dog.
Oh my gosh.
So absolutely.
So did you get right? Did you learn any lesson from that, Peyton, about skateboarding on your butt with your hands on the ground? Did you learn anything about that?
I still do it.
And you still do it, I guess. Okay.
But I just don't get close to other people.
That's a good idea.
That's the lesson.
That's a good lesson there, then, I guess. But it can still be dangerous. I bet there's a lot of skateboarding accidents out there, aren't there?
I don't know. My son and both of these two are into skateboarding. So
what are you going to do, right?
Yep. We're very lucky that we have the clinic, I'll tell you what.
Who's older, the older boy?
I'm older.
You're older, and so you got a younger brother. Well, it's good that you can be in charge. Tell him what to do and everything, right?
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't? I bet he doesn't. Isn't it infuriating when they don't listen and you know better and he just doesn't listen to you?
Yeah.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Just let him do it.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit. We're going to give people one more chance to get registered to win a trip to Las Vegas. This is 4 or 5 nights, depending on the hotel. And it's a flight over Honolulu to Las Vegas and back. We're not going to leave you there. It includes your food and, of course, air. And it includes your transfers. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And you can call right now, 244-9533, to register to win. 244-9533, 244-9533. Or you can go to MinuteMed, that's MinuteMed.com, MinuteMed.com. And you'll see a picture of Las Vegas, and there's a little thing you can click there and enter there as well. Wonderful. Which is cool. Yeah. So we're really excited about this brand new location. When you open a place like this, there's a lot of, you're just starting, you're doing the whole place over, right? You're redesigning
right.
and everything?
If you've lived in Kihei and you've know the area, and you know that there used to be a, Kihei Physicians used to be in that space.
Right.
And I believe they were there for 30 years.
Wow.
So we've remodeled the whole space. So you have to come in and check it out. Even if you're not sick or hurt, you should still come in and take a look.
Well, it's good to know about, because you never plan or have, you never, never planned hurt yourself.
No.
So, but it's good to know where the place is if there is an emergency, or if someone else you know needs a referral.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. But we've CDF Engineering, they did our Kahului location, and we've remodeled the whole thing. It looks very similar to our Kahului location. We try to keep the same look, but it's beautiful. It's looking
nice,
great.
Clean,
I'm
yes.
so excited. Yes, I'm very. We've been in there every day this week.
I bet you have. I don't know
excited.
How you have time to do. I really don't know how you have time to do it. And you do not only the urgent care. You do other things. You also help with people if they want to have some fillers, right? And Botox.
Excuse me. Yes, we have. We do a few of the cosmetic procedures as well at the clinic. We do Botox, Dysport. Fillers, dermal fillers. We do Sculptra, which is a great product. And we have lasers at two of the clinics, too, Lahaina and Kihei. We do hair removal, some other minor veins, spider veins, that type of thing.
Oh, you do the spider veins?
Yeah, that's we
good.
Do the spider veins, the very light ones. We also do some skin tightening, skin rejuvenation, dark spots. And the one in Lahaina, the laser in Lahaina, does a lot of that as well. So
that's great.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is today's Tuesday. I think we're all booked today, but we do have we've started this Dysport Happy Hour Tuesdays. So we do Dysport for $4 a unit on Tuesday evenings.
Really?
Yeah. So Heidi Sarkozy and Dr. Jackowitz both do those procedures on Tuesdays. I mean, the cosmetic procedures can be done throughout the week, but we have the special Dysport Happy Hour Tuesdays.
And what time?
I think it starts at around 2 to 6. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to call for an appointment, and it's $4 a unit.
That's very...
Yeah, it's very popular. Mm-hmm. I think it's full today, but...
And what does that do? The Dysport.
The Dysport is it's an alternative to Botox, so it's very similar to Botox. Botox is made from a manufacturer, Allergan, and then Dysport is made from the manufacturer, Galderma. So it's just a different product.
But it's so much cheaper.
It is calculated a little bit differently than Botox is. That's why you want to come in for a free consultation and see how much you would need. But Dysport tends to take effect a little quicker and lasts a little longer.
Oh, really?
Which is nice, too. Yeah.
Well, that's great to know about.
Yeah, and it's the same type of things that Botox would do.
Well, that's fantastic. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I love Dysport. It's great. It's a great product. So we have that on Tuesdays. But we offer all those products on various days of the week. But definitely on the Happy Hour Tuesdays. Peyton is running around over here with her headset.
She's playing with her headset. But you have a very good presence on the radio, I have to say, Peyton. You really do. You're very good on the radio. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you do. And I don't know how you in the world you have any spare time. I know you're on the board of directors for Emua Rehab.
Emua
Family Services. And
yes.
They're the ones that do the Camp Emua.
They do a Camp Emua, yes. That's coming up, actually.
When's that coming up?
I believe it's June, right around June 7th, something like that, yeah.
I think are they doing it at KNI this time?
Yes, they switched locations. So they help special needs children,
they
basically.
Do a great job. The kids look forward to this. It's always such a huge thing for the kids.
The camp is great. If you've never gone to camp and you ever want to volunteer to do something that will just make a huge impact in your life, call the MUA Family Services and go volunteer for camp because
absolutely.
It is so fun.
They
it's
make
amazing.
Sure each child has their own person to help
yes.
them.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard amazing things
it is.
About it.
And that's the other thing. Peyton's excited when she gets, I think you have to be 15, a teenager.
To help?
They pair the special needs child with a teenage volunteer. And so you actually, the volunteers go to camp with them, and they go through all the activities with them, and they're just their helper for the week. And
isn't that
it's
nice?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun. It's
well,
good stuff.
Not only do you do that, you're very involved. I've talked with Chelsea before about Women Who Care, and it's an amazing organization. Maybe some people are not aware of Women Who Care, but I love when I first talked to Chelsea about this, I was so blown away, and I thought, oh, how are people going to do this? Because what you do is you get women together, you have a nice little gathering, and then you ask them to give money.
Right.
How do you do that?
But it's really good because you already know what you're giving. And that's the part that, it's 100 Women Who Care Maui. The basis behind it is to donate $100. Each woman is donating $100. So you come in with your $100 check. You know you're going to give it. It just, you don't know where you're going to give it when you first walked in. So the meetings, Chelsea is really good at keeping them at an hour. So in 1 hour, we're trying to raise at least $10,000. And we've done
That's
a really good.
Amazing.
Yeah, in 1 hour.
Wow.
And we've done a really good job of making those numbers grow. I mean, the last meeting, we raised $12,000 for
wow.
Maui Search and Rescue.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah,
you so make sure that you all agree on some really great nonprofit that
right.
maybe people
don't even know about
it, right?
That's one of the things that it's been great because you see the same women coming back every time, but you also are seeing new faces. And it's so great for many, many reasons. I've met so many amazing women in the community and networking through the meetings, which is wonderful because
mm-hmm.
You're meeting like-minded people that want to donate and want to give to charity as well. And you're learning about all the causes. And there are so many people on Maui that are doing so much for this community that you don't even know. Like, you don't even
it's
know
true.
About those. These charities that are causes that are happening on this island. And it's inspirational to hear them speak. So the way the meeting works is you come to the meeting with your $100 check. If you want to nominate a cause and you're a member, you can nominate a cause. It does not have to be a 501c3. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. And we put all the nominations in a bowl. We pick three. Each nomination gets up and speaks about the charity or cause. Then the women vote, and then that person wins, and they get the funds. And I mean, I'll tell you, I have a little bit of facts on it, but Chelsea started this chapter. It's a nationwide organization, but she started this chapter at the end of 2014. Since then, we've raised $120,000 for
wow.
Maui, and the funds have to be used in Maui County.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you, you go to that meeting, and then afterwards you have dinner. So that's fun too. This meeting is May 30th, and it's at Haile Mai General
oh,
Store.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So the restaurants always give us a nice deal for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then you can stay. You don't have to, but you can stay and do the dinner afterwards, which is super fun.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's really taken off, and it's not easy to keep this kind of thing going. How often do you meet?
4 times a year.
And it really, with that, $120,000.
Right.
Like, I hadn't heard of Maui Search and Rescue. What is that?
Search and Rescue is a great organization. It's basically, the reason why they were trying to raise the funds was to get their dogs registered. So they have dogs, and I know one of our doctors actually belongs to it as well. And they search for people. So say an elderly person went missing, then their dogs can take the scent of that person and help try to find them. And they'll track through, a lot of woods and fields and everything, trying to bring back these people.
I never had heard of mm-hmm. them before. Isn't that great that they're doing that
yeah,
service?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they can't get government. So some organizations are stuck in like a, you know, this. They can't get funding because their dogs aren't certified. They can't get their dogs certified unless they take them to the mainland. To California.
Oh my gosh, there's no place to certify dogs.
Right, and
here.
So it's
wow.
expensive. I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000, something like that, to take their dog. So this one meeting just helped them. I think they can take two dogs now to go get certified, and with certified dogs, then they can apply for grants. So then they'll be able to get more money to be able to find more people on islands. So it's great. love that cause. And there's, I can just go, I have a list on and on about all the different causes that I didn't know much about on this island.
But it gives you a lot of hope that there's all these people out there doing great things trying to
help.
Right.
Yeah. I know, you leave with chicken skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's making a difference.
It is making a big difference. You're just feeling my
Peyton is wanting her time. Well, we're gonna talk to you, and then we're going to come back to your mom. But Peyton got involved. And have you ever gone to your mom's Women Who Care? Have you ever gone to any of those meetings?
No.
But you certainly have heard about them from mom, right?
Yes.
So it seemed like a pretty cool idea, right?
Yes.
So now there is not only, there's Men Who Care, and I think there's a few openings still left for Men Who Care, right?
Yeah, there always is for any of these groups. There are always a new person who, if you're just interested in it, to check it out, come to a meeting and see. You don't have to be a member right away. You can come and
but
listen.
But do I have to let people know you're coming?
No, not really. You can just come. You can come. You can sign up when you get there. There's a website for 100 Women. It's 100womenwhocaremaui.org.
100 Women, not the number. You actually write 100, or is it the number?
100.
Okay.
womenwhocaremaui.org.
And could they come to the one at the Haile Mailea on
the
30th?
Mm-hmm. If you want to stay for dinner, then you have to register for dinner.
Of course,
but
yeah,
just come. 6 o'clock is the meeting. We start registration, I believe, at 5:30. 6 o'clock's the meeting. 6 to 7 meeting. Dinner's at 7.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, how did Kids Who Care get started? Peyton, how did you get involved with Kids Who Care?
My mom wanted me to come to a meeting one day, and it was really fun.
For the Kids Who Care?
Yes.
And I didn't even know there was a Kids Who Care.
Yes.
I mean, so that started about when?
That started about 2 years ago. So Jennifer Oberg actually started this chapter. She did a couple meetings, and we went to both of the meetings, and they were amazing. The background on the 100 Kids Who Care is the kids donate $10, so versus the $100.
Well, that makes sense,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So yeah. It's $10.
So, but that's $10 for a kid. It takes a while. Where do you get your $10 from, Peyton?
I do chores.
You do chores. Well, good for you.
Right.
Good for you.
So,
and then you take the money from your chores rather than spending it on yourself. You give it to a good cause.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. That's smart.
So the kids learn a lot from the meetings. So those meetings are normally pretty quick. We have a little snack for kids at the meetings, you know, fruit or juice or something. And the kids research their charity that they want to talk about. So it's the same premises. We pick three, and then the kids get up. So I feel that they learn so much from this. They learn about giving. They learn how to speak in front of an audience because they have to talk about their cause. And they get to learn about their different charities. So we'll work, you know, Peyton has always nominated Camp Amua, which has not been nominated yet, but she learned about it. Mm-hmm. And so we research it. We get online, we research the cause, and a couple times she's noticed some charities and like, oh, Mom, we should research that and then talk about it at the 100 Kids. So they get to learn, they get to talk, they get to vote, they do that whole process. And then the organization that wins comes back and talks about how they spent the money. So they present that whole circle to the kids.
So how many kids are, Peyton, how many kids are in the group and Kids Who Care?
Well, usually there's about 20.
Well, that's good. Do you know a lot of the kids?
Yeah.
Have you gotten out some other kids that you know to sign up for it?
Yes.
Oh, well, good for you. How many people have you gotten to sign up for it?
I'm not sure.
So was the hardest part is talking them into bringing and giving $10?
Not really.
No? It's just more that they take the time to go and do it. What time do you do your meetings at?
Usually about like 10 o'clock.
No, I think it's 3.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock on a Saturday.
We did one at 10.
We did. You're right.
On a Saturday, obviously.
On a Saturday, yeah.
And so then how do you get ideas? Like you wanted to suggest using Camp Mua. Do other kids find good causes? And are they looking for good causes to bring up to donate the money to?
Yes.
And everyone has their ideas. So then you have to do a little research because you're going to tell everyone there about what the good reasons to get that organization to be the one that gets the money, right?
Yes.
So then did you do that for Camp Amua?
We didn't get picked.
Oh, okay. So you have to get picked.
Right.
But
yeah.
And that goes from, do they do the same way where you pick out of the like a fishbowl or hat or something, you pick three? Is that how those three then?
Yep.
Oh, so it is a little bit of just a little bit of luck involved too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Perseverance furthers.
She can tell you a few of the
Tell me a few
of the ones that won. Where are we at right here?
Well, the first meeting we raised $700 for Kehale Akiola Homeless Shelter to help build a playground. Then we raised $1,200 for Maui Youth Ranch.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And then we've also raised $950 for the Assistance Dogs of Hawaii and $500 dollars.
That'd be a lot of dogs.
Dollars for caring canine therapy dogs.
Oh, so animals are big in this.
Big.
The people like the animals.
Yes, they do. But the first meeting, they donated to the homeless shelter, which I thought was really
interesting. I think that's wonderful. So how, when you raise the money, who presents the money to the nonprofit? How does that get given to the nonprofit that won?
Well, the person who puts the thing in, like, tells them, okay, we're going to do this, and if we win, we're going to give you the money.
Uh-huh.
And then they go to wherever they are and give them the money.
That's so exciting. Doesn't it really feel good, Peyton, to know that these people are getting money because you all put $10 in?
Yes.
And it wouldn't mean much at all if it was just your $10, but it's because you get all the people together and all the kids together. It makes a huge difference when you get a bunch of people together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive. Weren't you, the first time you went, were you kind of blown away by the fact that there was so much money raised?
Yes, I was very blown away.
We were saying before the show began, I was talking with Peyton here. It turns out Peyton's very big into the news. Why do you like listening to the news and being on top of what's going on with the news? Because I don't meet a lot of kids. You're how old, 9 years old?
Yes.
And I don't meet a lot of kids your age that are interested in the news at all. I have to say, Peyton, I think you're the only kid I've met that really cares about the news. So what is it that makes you interested in the news?
I just want to know what's going on.
Good for you. I mean, that's very unusual. I bet your brother doesn't care, does he?
Nope. He doesn't even understand it half the time.
Oh, I bet he doesn't. So how do you follow the news? You watch it on TV or do you watch it on a phone? Or what's your best news source?
Well, usually I listen to the radio.
Oh, she's so good. I love her.
She does. She knows. She asked if we were going to see Jaxter today.
Oh, yeah. Well, she knew he was here earlier. You know Jack Ist. Yeah, well, that's amazing. I wish he was here. We're going to have to take a picture of you and give it to him.
There you go.
I have to give him a shout out. I'll have him give you a shout out. Because Jack not only does the news, you know, here, but on top of that, Jack does KHON. See the screen over here? He has a little camera that he turns on to it, and he records the news for KHON. And he does that, and then that goes over from here to KHON. So they have him in the morning over there, too. You know what? There's a big need for good news people.
There you go.
There is. I, you know, there's not a lot of great news people, and now more than ever, there's more openings for women in the news. When I was growing up, you wouldn't find hardly any women newscasters, that, especially not anchors. But now it's all changing. So my gosh, by the time you're ready to do your newscast in about 8-9 years, you'll be able to get a job doing the news if you want.
Yeah.
Have you been watching some of the news with the volcano and everything from the Big Island?
Well, that's, like, I've sort of just started watching it because of that. But I had been, like, watching it any time I saw it or heard it.
It's pretty amazing, though, when you watch it. And there's a lot of people over there just doing the reporting, you know. And that's important news stories, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, it takes certain mind to be able to understand how to do the news, you know. And you have to be very curious and objective as well, right?
Yes.
And you're probably learning that somewhat from your kids who care.
Yeah.
So what do you tell people when other kids that you know, you go to a pretty small school, so there's not a huge amount of kids you know from your school, because you go to a small school in Haiku. Roots, is that?
Roots.
Roots.
Yep.
So where do you find other kids to ask them if they want to join Kids Who Care? Because the more kids who join, the more money you raise, right?
Well, mostly I know kids because my parents make friends with their parents.
Uh-huh.
And then I can tell them, or, like, I see them sometimes at places and we make friends or that stuff.
That's very smart. That's called networking. You know that term. You know the term networking?
No.
Oh, that's, it used to be in the old days we'd have business cards. We'd give away. by the time you're grown up, there's not going to be business cards anymore. But it's when you meet people and you connect with them and then you make friends with them kind of is part of networking, right? So that you're what you're doing is you're networking, Peyton.
Oh.
I have a feeling you're pretty good at networking. Are you? I think so.
Yeah, probably.
So if parents are listening or kids who care about the news are listening, how can they get involved in Kids Who Care?
Oh, that's a great question. They can go to our website. Peyton, do you want to do it?
100kidsmaui.com.
That's 100 the number.
100 yes. The number.
KidsMaui.com. 100kidsmaui.com.
But and there's only the space where there's the dot.
The period. Dot com.
Okay. It's very good. And then they can, how does it work? You sign up
you
there?
You can just come. You can come to a meeting. Our next meeting is going to be September.
You also just
15th.
Meet quarter four times a year, right?
Four times a year. Yeah. We just met. So the last one just happened. So September 15th at 3 p.m. at the Maui Country Club. The Country Club is really good about donating their space. So with 100 kids and 100 women and all these things, we find the space and the community, they donate it to us. So it's great to be able to just, have these spaces to use.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And right. I think the more people hear about this and the more they hear things like what the money and the help you're giving people.
Right.
It's, again, that's part of networking too, Peyton, is getting it out there so more people know. And that's the wonderful thing is when people hear, gosh, this is wonderful. Do you believe they raised $1,200? You know, just from these kids, they raised, just by giving $10 each, they raised $1,200. That's impressive.
I will say the other piece of it that's great and that we always could use too, so you can go to the same website, is we ask businesses and or just members of the community have come up and asked to match the kids' donations.
That's a very good idea. So how do you do that? How do you put that together?
So Minute Medical's done it a couple times, but sometimes at the meetings I'll just have a family or they might own a business or whatever the case may be. They come up to us and just say, I would like to match the next kids' meeting. And so that person will be, match whatever the kids bring in, then they'll write a check for the difference or for the same amount. So then that's how we're able to raise so much at their meetings for the $10. Mm-hmm. So it's great. It's wonderful. Sometimes we've even had multiple people match.
That's a good idea.
So it's great.
Again, by numbers, right?
Yes, by numbers, exactly.
So, but if you were going to match, would you have to match the whole amount?
You can match whatever
anything?
You want to match.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
there's no rule behind any of this. It's just whatever people want to give. We're just trying to raise money for an organization without, knocking on doors. So it's just
the kids find the organizations they want to put up.
The kids do it. Yep. Some of the places have been nominated. PYCC has been nominated before.
I don't know PYCC.
The Paia Youth and Cultural Center. And then that's the other thing is the kids learn about these places that they might not know about. Ian Walsh's Menahuni Mayhem, the big surf event that's at Hokipa. That was one that it was nominated. It didn't win, but they give scholarships to kids. I mean, there's so many organizations out there right now that are doing so much for Maui, and it's good to learn about all of them.
Well, it is definitely good to learn about them, and the more these kids learn, they realize how they can help, and do that.
The other thing that we really strongly provide or suggest at the meetings is to help other than just giving money. So at the last meeting, the Pacific Whale Foundation, that was the space we used, they gave us beach cleanup kits to do some beach cleanups and then send pictures into, to our website for us.
Peyton, did you get bored? Did you go to the Pacific Whale Foundation meeting? The one that was at the Pacific Whale Foundation?
Yes, I always go to the meetings.
I believe you do. You're very determined. What sign are you, Peyton? You're very on it. And so did you get a beach cleanup kit?
Yes, but I haven't used it yet.
She's so honest. That's great. You have to find the right place to go do that.
Yeah.
Well, you could go to your favorite beach. I mean, it's sad. What things you learn is that how much junk is out there in the beach. You know what? You should do it after, and I'll tell you where it's really needed. And this is my pet peeve. After the 4th of July, people go and put sparklers, and they light these firecrackers on the beach, and they think it's cute to put this all out on the beach. That's right there, and the waves come in, and that poison and that stuff from the firecrackers and the sparkles, all that stuff goes right into the water, and it's a mess. And so maybe after the on the 5th of July, the day after the 4th of July.
Or maybe January 1st, because after New Year's Eve.
Good point.
Tons of fireworks.
She's so smart. But that's further away.
Right.
So 4th of July is coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
So
yes.
You can do But you know what? Now you know there's a beach kit. You could bring your whole group down there, and you could do it on one of these days and do it again, right? Because now you know that you can get these beach cleanup kits, right?
Yeah.
So you once you do it, it's kind of fun, and you can make like a party out of it, and everyone can go help clean up the beach.
Cleanup party.
Yeah, cleanup party. I love that. I really love that idea. You can make it fun, right?
Yeah.
Just like you do with your get-togethers that you do for the 100 kids who care. How many kids do you have in the group right now? About 400 kids who care.
There's like 40 signed up. But it's that one comes, you know, we get new people all the time. Some of the old people don't show up. So it's just, you know, it's a kind of a cycle of trying to get as many as we can to come. So
we want to put this out there to people who are listening. We're going to do a little networking for Peyton right now. There's 40 kids who care. Can you imagine if you could double it? So if you could double it right now, if you get 40 more kids who care, instead of the $1,200 you raised, you could have $2,400.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And it would grow, and it, you know, you match and do this, and you could just keep growing, right?
Yep.
I love that. Who runs the meetings?
Sort of me.
Sort of me. You, I think.
We have Peyton, and then we have a lot of other volunteer kids as well that help with the meeting. Too. They all speak at the meeting.
Well, you know, maybe you're going to have to do a radio show about this, like another one.
Totally.
Bring the kids in and let all the kids talk about all the groups that they like.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great.
And that way everyone will know about these groups that need the help. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I didn't know about some of these. I didn't know about the search and rescue.
Right.
And I didn't know about some of these other, you know, the ones that you've been talking about. I didn't know about the whole Keepa one at all.
Yeah. There's
so
a lot
that's
of kinda them.
So that's kind of nice to know. We can't see. You want to be in the news. News people can't get all the information on themselves. They rely on other people for information, right?
Yeah.
So that's really important. We'll have to have you do a newscast.
Totally.
I think Jack Gis better watch out. I think it's seriously, we need a newscast. So there's also a need right now, folks, to have the Men Who Care. 100 Men Who Care is could use a little more men. There's more women who care right now. I am not surprised. There's more women who care than men who care. No excuse. You're not busier. In fact, you're probably not as busy. So we need some more Men Who Care. And how do they sign up?
You know, I'm not. I don't have
I bet
that
it's 100. I think it's 100 Men Who Care.
I think
so too.
.org, I believe. Yeah. I don't have that information in front of me, but I think it's 100 menwhocare.org, I believe.
When you add it all up together between what the kids are doing and the men and the women, there's so much money being raised to help out there.
It is. It's great.
And I'll tell you one thing. These nonprofits on this island, a lot of the people, and you don't have to be even a 501c3, there's so many people doing good things, and there's usually just a few people behind it.
Yep.
Even the big nonprofits, and maybe one person in the office or one a part-time person. It's all up to the volunteers. It's all up to other people to help to keep these things going.
Yes.
So any bit of money that can be raised to help is really, really important. But it is giving back that really does make a difference as well.
Yep.
And it's that giving back that makes all the difference for the people who are giving and for people like Peyton seeing what happens when you give. You know, you felt really good when you were able to give that money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that you saw the homeless shelter get $1,200.
Yeah.
Just because all the kids cared, you know, that can make a big difference for a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you, Peyton, in what you're doing. And I want you to keep on being interested in the news. I'm not going to ask for your opinions right now. We were joking because she was talking. She was talking during the newscast and she knew all of us going, Peyton, how'd you know about that? But I think it's also partly the parents it's up to the parents to make sure the kids get pointed in the right direction and they can find what they care about, right?
Absolutely. Any way to learn, you know, get them off the screen time and all that kind of stuff. There's so much time. I mean, we always say we're all busy, but if you eliminate TV from your life, a lot of times can add a lot more time to your life. So
yes, no, that's no, it's very, very true. And I'm glad you're saying that, because it is hard to have enough time. And I have to say, most people are doing, look at, what are you doing? You're doing three jobs,
right?
I mean, besides opening a new business and helping and being on the board of AMUA, and on top of that, you know, working on these Women Who Care. So I mean, you're very, very, very busy, right?
I am, but
you're
I'm not,
in the office a lot too, right?
I am in the clinic a lot, but not as busy as, there's a lot of people out there that are way more busier than I am. So, I mean, it's just, it's how you choose to use your time, I guess. You know, and it's nice to give back. It's a good feeling.
Are the other islands doing these things?
The 100 care? Yeah. You know what? I don't think so. I don't think Oahu is, which I really do believe that would be a good one, too.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Think of all the people there and things that are needed there.
The 100, it's throughout the nation, even in Canada. So it's very big in you know, Michigan, Midwest. It's very big there. And they raise a lot. They can, you know, raise a lot of money.
I was thinking like of the Big 000. Island and the needs on the Big Island right
For
now.
Sure.
And I don't know if there's one over
For
there,
sure.
but you keep the money here.
Is.
But our prayers go out to them. We were just talking about the geothermal, you know, whole building there getting close to the volcano. The lava's really getting close to the geothermal unit. But there's so many people who are living in the shelters or living with friends or trying to get by. I can't imagine.
I can't imagine
either. 3 weeks in a shelter.
Mm-mm.
Can you, Peyton, living in a cot in a shelter for 3 weeks? I mean, what it would be like?
That would be really scary.
It'd be scary. And one of the shelters doesn't even have a shower, so they have to bus them over to the other shelter for a shower. And that's, you're in a room full of a lot of people, right? And so you're still trying to do your school if you're a kid and stuff.
And your home's being destroyed. It's
emotional. Hard. It's really hard to fathom.
It is.
There are neighbors. Everyone knows someone that's over there
Absolutely.
Going through what's going on there. And on top of that, tourism's going down.
Right.
So there's not as much money because people are canceling. There are tours that I heard, you know, NCL just canceled going over. The cruise line has stopped going there the last couple of weeks, so there's less money coming into Kona. So, yeah, our prayers going out to all those people and what they're going through. Now, we have a couple minutes left, but I want to give people one more chance to get registered because, you know, it's really cool of you. I was talking with Justin about trying to do something to celebrate your new location. It's in Kihei at 1325 South Kihei Road, just across from Times. Now we know where it is there, opening June 7th. But there's this wonderful trip to Las Vegas, and we came up with that. You know, it's 4 or 5 nights, depending on your hotel, your airfare from Honolulu to Vegas, complimentary meal package, and your transfers. And we'd like to get you registered to win. There's two ways you can do that. You can go to Minute Med. That's MINIT. MED.com and sign up there. You'll see a picture of Las Vegas and there's a click thing to sign up there. Or you could call right now and Gary, I think, is still out there. And then he'll answer the phone if you call 244-9533. 244-9533. And 244-9533. And we'll get you registered and you could win that trip to Las Vegas. And it's kind of cool. I tell you, have you been to Las Vegas?
No.
Peyton, you got to go to Las Vegas. It's very, very cool, I have to say. It's now become family friendly.
Yes.
There's a lot of things for kids to do there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe you should register. 244-9533. Call and get registered, and you could win that trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of our friends at Minute Medical, MINIT.com. You can go to MINITMED.com to get registered to win. I'm really thrilled for you, and
Thank
I'm
you.
Really glad you're doing well. But on top of that, I'm so happy to see that you've got into, like, you and your daughter helping out and the Women Who Care and the Kids Who Care, and that you know, you're doing what you can do to help the community as
Thank
well
you.
In so many ways. And I applaud you taking the time to work so hard to help while you're so busy. And go out there and support them. A big aloha.